Imagine waking up to discover that the person you trusted most has been systematically dismantling your sense of self. Your reality feels distorted, your confidence shattered, and you're left wondering if you'll ever feel whole again. This psychological devastation is the hallmark of narcissistic abuse, a phenomenon that affects countless lives across all demographics. The good news? Complete recovery isn't just possible. It's your birthright. Narcissistic abuse creates trauma so profound that victims often describe it as worse than death, feeling their very being is no longer their own. But this suffering serves a profound purpose. It reveals how we've failed to become our own source of love, approval, and security. Narcissists aren't merely self-absorbed individuals with inflated egos. They're people fundamentally wired differently, lacking normal empathy and remorse. Their core identity becomes damaged early in life, leaving a terrifying inner critic that constantly tells them they're defective and worthless. To survive, they create a false self and feed on narcissistic supply, attention, acclaim, and the ego boost of knowing others are hooked on them. This supply temporarily drowns out their inner critic, but like an addiction, the effect doesn't last, driving them to seek fresh sources in an endless cycle of destruction. Five major signs distinguish narcissistic personality disorder: emotional insecurity masked by false confidence, an extreme sense of entitlement, circular arguments that leave victims questioning their sanity, pathological lying that the narcissist often believes themselves, and relentless projection, blaming victims for the narcissist's own behaviors. This last trait is particularly devastating, as victims find themselves accused of everything the narcissist does, leaving them isolated and questioning their own sanity. Contrary to popular belief, narcissists don't randomly select victims. They're drawn to specific vulnerability patterns. Taking personal responsibility for healing isn't victim blaming. It's about finding freedom from unconscious belief systems that cause pain. Most victims are actually intelligent, high-integrity individuals with strong resilience. Our susceptibility often stems from childhood experiences where we received conditional love or learned to prioritize others' needs over our own. If you struggle with assertiveness, depend on others' opinions for your worth, take financial responsibility for irresponsible people, or constantly try to prove your worth through self-sacrifice, narcissists will be drawn to you. People who feel others will only love them when they tend to others' needs first tolerate unacceptable behavior to maintain safety. If you're your own harshest critic, you'll attract relationships with people who deem you never good enough. Without skills to self-soothe and heal emotional triggers, trying to control others to manage your own feelings makes you vulnerable to being controlled. The addiction to narcissists manifests as an intense physiological process where the pull feels so extreme you believe you'll die without reconnecting. This overwhelming compulsion mirrors the desperation seen in severe drug withdrawal, yet it stems from emotional rather than chemical dependencies. When regularly experiencing victimization and powerlessness, our brain creates neuropeptides, specific amino acid chains for each emotion, that cells become addicted to, pushing us toward the source of these chemicals and creating an addiction more powerful than synthetic drugs. The cycle becomes self-perpetuating. Each traumatic interaction strengthens neural pathways, making it progressively harder to break free. Even brief contact with the narcissist can trigger a cascade of familiar neurochemicals, reinforcing the addiction despite conscious awareness of its destructiveness. This biological dependency explains why victims often return to abusive relationships an average of 7 times before leaving permanently. True healing requires addressing both the psychological and physiological aspects of the addiction through approaches that access and shift the trauma at a cellular level. The most critical yet incredibly difficult step in healing is detaching from the abuser, shifting focus from what they're doing to healing ourselves. This detachment, whether through no contact or modified contact, is as essential as sobriety is to an addict. Without this unwavering commitment to separation, genuine recovery becomes impossible as the cycle of abuse continues to reinforce trauma bonds and emotional dependence. When breaking contact, victims experience intense withdrawal symptoms, including anxiety, depression, insomnia, and full-force PTSD responses. The mind, driven by biochemical addiction, invents countless reasons to reconnect, from checking if they've changed to getting closure. Narcissists expertly exploit these vulnerabilities through hoovering, targeting specific emotional wounds to pull victims back. Whether through guilt, I can't live without you, pity, I'm going through such a hard time, jealousy, I've met someone new, or obligation, think about the children, they know exactly which buttons to push to regain control. The Thriver approach fundamentally reverses conventional wisdom by focusing inward rather than fixating on the abuser. This counterintuitive method recognizes that external events and relationships reflect unresolved internal trauma, so within, so without. By shifting focus from attempting to control or change the narcissist to deep self-partnering and inner healing work, survivors begin experiencing immediate emotional relief and renewed sense of personal power. True healing requires purposeful inner work within the subconscious mind to create fundamental identity shifts and transform core wounds. This approach moves beyond mere cognitive understanding to address emotional trauma stored in the body's cellular memory. Guided visualizations become essential tools for communicating with the subconscious by entering a theta brainwave state, allowing access to deep-rooted belief systems formed in childhood. The comprehensive healing process includes releasing immediate pain, addressing emotional dependency on the narcissist, forgiving yourself, purging resentment, and breaking patterns of taking responsibility for the narcissist. The ultimate transformation involves completely severing ties with the narcissist at all levels, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, while addressing the original wounds that created the energetic vulnerability in the first place. Many survivors report remarkable shifts after completing this deep healing work. Beyond the cessation of random encounters with their former abuser, they experience profound changes in all relationships, career opportunities, and their ability to manifest desires. True thriving means being fulfilled before external desires manifest, feeling great regardless of outer circumstances. We find joy in simple moments, appreciate our own company, and feel complete without external validation. We trust ourselves to reject less than situations while remaining comfortable with uncertainty. Our self-worth becomes stable, unshaken by success or failure. Though we still occasionally regress, encountering old triggers or temporary self-doubt, we recover quickly, even appreciating these slips as opportunities to evolve further. When one person frees themselves from inner wounds to become self-actualized, a profound ripple effect touches everyone around them, transforming how they parent, work, and lead. The Thriver lifestyle transcends mere survival, becoming a path to release limitations and experience glorious freedom and abundance. When we become our true selves, everything unfolds in divine order, creating space for new opportunities. Together, we're changing the dynamic of abuse for future generations, one healed person at a time.